This is Weekend Edition on KUNC. I'm Jackie Fortier. All this summer, we're airing stories and memories of rural life from those who work the land and grow the food we all eat. My Farm Roots is a collaboration between Harvest Public Media and KUNC.
I'm Luke Runyon, a reporter for Harvest Public Media. Greeley Hat Works is an institution in the Colorado farm town on the edge of the prairie. For more than a century, farmers and ranchers have turned to the Hat Works for their classic cowboy gear. Once an average suburban kid, Trent Johnson is now in charge of the business and himself a cowboy institution. It's much
better than me. My name's Trent Johnson. I own Greeley Hat Works here in Greeley, Colorado. I'm originally from southern Colorado, but I've been up here since 1990. I came up here to go to college and never left. So I grew up in town. My dad was a school teacher. I was on a ski team. But then, you know, when you go away to school, when you go away to college, it's an opportunity to reinvent yourself. And I was going to be a cowboy. The folks that owned Greeley Hat Works before me, it was actually out on their ranch, just west of Greeley. And I used to take my hats out there. Well, they were looking for a ranch hand. Working on the ranch, I think I found within myself a pride and ownership. Not that it was my land or my cattle, but, you know, I did that. I think I learned a lot about myself on a handshake means something. When you say you're going to do something, you actually do it. I was excited that I got to see things from start to finish, whether it was building a fence, pulling a calf, irrigating. You know, you go from a barren field to nurturing it, watering it, weeding it, taking care of it, and actually seeing something on the very end. And it's the same thing with hats. I mean, I get to see things from a raw product that nobody would wear into putting one onto President Bush or Vladimir Putin or just a farmer or rancher that comes in that needs something good to protect him. Yeah, I think there's a lot of responsibility in continuing the tradition. You know, there's lots of times I'm using a piece of equipment or a hat block that Mr. Martin was using in 1924. And you think about that when you're making the hats. Could I be more successful if I built hats faster and cheaper at a lower price point to make more units to cover more heads? Yes, but that isn't how this business was founded. That isn't how I was raised, and that isn't my passion. Sometimes the easiest way isn't always the right way. And I think I've chosen a harder way to run my business. But every night when I set the alarm and lock the door, I mean, I did the best that I could do. And I know that the previous owners, you know, you see the smile on their face and they're proud of me, then that's cool.
Harvest Public Media reports on farm and food issues and is a collaboration of KUNC and other public media stations in the Midwest. You can hear other stories or comment on this one at harvestpublicmedia.org.